They perish in wounds, they perish in now, yet Jesus to save them has died. God paid them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
The mission trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4 and 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Leslie. Greetings once again to all those who listen to radio station XEG. This is the Mission Trail broadcast of Guthrie, Oklahoma, and your speaker is Willie Murphy. We're glad to be coming to you once again, as we do each Friday night, over this hope that each of you are well and happy and enjoying the blessings of the Lord. Indeed, with his presence, even the bitter things of life are precious. We are made to rejoice by the response we've gotten from those who receive the Mission Trail each week. We appreciate your letters of encouragement, and we trust that God will reward each one 100-fold. Now, if you have never written to us and would like to hear from us personally, why not just sit down and write us a letter, and we'll certainly be glad to do what we can for the Lord. And speaking of rejoicing, this brings us to our scripture text for today. In Luke chapter 10 and verse 20 we read, "Rejoice because your names are written in heaven." Now, if anybody has a right to rejoice, I believe it is the people of God. This is because they really have something to rejoice for. But let us go back and begin reading at verse 17. "And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding, in this rejoice not, that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice, because your names are written in heaven." Now, especially I am concerned with the thought here that Christ said to rejoice because your names are written in heaven. There are many things which people rejoice for. Sometimes boys and girls rejoice, as my children did a few days ago, when the snow and ice is on the ground. They were not too thrilled about the prospects of going to school anyway, and as we listened to the news reports on the radio, the announcer made a statement to this effect: "Because of the snow and ice today, the public schools of Guthrie will be closed. There will be no school today." At this moment, one of the children jumped up from the bed and gave a shout for joy. In other words, it brought a moment of rejoicing. Then again, some people rejoice momentarily when they get a new car, or a new home, or perhaps some new clothing. But this rejoicing is short-lived. The snow soon melts, the car wears out, the home deteriorates, and the things of this world soon tarnish with the using. But I would like to speak to you about something which brings lasting joy. From the very moment one has a knowledge of their sins forgiven and their names written in heaven, their joy begins. and it is a satisfaction which lasts a lifetime. In fact, we're told that there is more joy in heaven over one sinner that repenteth than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. One man who had lived a wicked and sinful life described his experience this way after he found Christ. I awoke in the morning with a bright sun streaming in at my window. I had a smile on my face and a great peace in my heart. I could hardly believe it was true. A whole night had passed and I still had salvation. My logical mind began to work. If you can have it for a night, I reasoned, you can have it forever. How true that is. I got down on my knees and in a prayer again mingled with ignorance and sincerity. I asked God to keep me that day, and I was just trustful enough to believe He would. I dressed and went into the dining room. Instead of the usual grouch, I had a smile and a cheery good morning for everybody. The waitress looked at me in wonderment. I had seen the mighty Mississippi many times, but this morning it was a new river. It came down singing and prancing gleefully. I noticed the sky, and it was different. In the beautiful white clouds, I could spell out the letters H-A-L-L-E-L-U-J-A-H. My heart responded to what my eyes saw, and I said aloud, Hallelujah. Oh, I was happy. The trees were fresher and greener, and the birds were singing the same song which flooded my heart. Over in the fields, where the guinea hens were, the same which had caused me many times to lose my patience and to utter oaths. Well, to be honest, that morning they made sweet music, and the music was hallelujah music. From that moment, I began to live my new life. The river had not changed, nor the trees, nor the guinea hens. My heart had changed. O God, I thank Thee for having given to me that which is of infinite more worth than mountains of gold. Amen. So you see, friends, that which God will do for one, He has promised to do for all. That is, to write their names in heaven. The knowledge of this gives one an assurance which brings rejoicing for a lifetime. It does not grow old nor tarnish with age, but it becomes brighter and brighter as the days go by. We hope that this is your experience tonight, and if it is not, we trust that each of you will find this treasure which brings lasting peace. We have a letter which we received a few days ago from a young man in India. His name is V.V. Sammy, and he met Brother Carver while they were traveling together on the train. This was during Brother Carver's missionary journey to India not long ago. But listen now to his own words from this letter as Kathleen reads for you.
Respected Sir, received a mission trail for the week of November 19th, 1965 today. It is a great wonder why I got that so late. It was posted at Guthrie on P.M. 22nd November 1965. Anyway, I got that weekly today. I must thank you so much for that. I got a golden opportunity of meeting Brother C.C. Carver on 1st November 1965 in the train when he was taking journey from Trivandrum to Madras. During that short time, I could make out what sort of man he was. Oh, what kind words he spoke. How gentle he was. Really, I felt as I met God suddenly. I wrote a letter to him yesterday. He gave me his address, too. He signed in my autograph, which I will never forget. He wrote, Dear friend, remember to be successful, you must put Jesus Christ first in your life, Brother Carver. How I can't forget these golden letters which have gone into my heart so deep. Because I got the mission trail so late, I was unable to reply soon. So please excuse me for the delay. Now, if you don't mind, I would like to introduce a little about me. I am a young sailor in the Indian Navy. I joined the Navy in 1962 as a boy at the age of 15. Now I am doing Naval Airmanship course. I am very much interested to study further and further about Christ. Please send the Mission Trail Weekly. I am so interested to read every word of it. Thank you very much. Yours faithfully, V.V. Sammy.
Thank you, V.V. Sammy from India, for that very interesting letter. We hope that God will continue to lead and direct your life into one of usefulness and happiness in His service. Let us pray. Our Father, we know that true happiness and rejoicing comes only from Thee. Therefore, we pray that the words of this message may penetrate the dark and hidden recesses of those whose hearts are heavy because they have not yet found the joy of Thy salvation. May this be the turning point for those who are willing to repent. And we humbly ask that You will cause them to rejoice forever. In Christ's name, amen. Friends, we hope you have enjoyed the broadcast for today. We would appreciate hearing from you and trust that God will continue to bless and keep you wherever you may be. Address any correspondence or mail which you'd like for us to have to the Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. Now a song by Lynn Carver, Arnett Carver, Troy Gentry, and Manuel Mitchell. Oh, the glory.
I was kneeling one day, asking God to forgive me. I was deep in despair. Had no peace within. I surrendered my all unto Jesus the Savior. I was saved from sin. Oh, the glory did roll. I was happy and free. I had heard a sweet voice speak pardon to me. Such a wonderful joy.
Such a wonderful joy
I was given within. Savior in love, save me from all sin,
save me from all sin.
I will praise His dear name for the wonderful victory and the joy in my heart all along the way.
This message has been brought to you by The Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. If you would like to have a printed copy free of charge, you may have one by simply sending us your request. Address it to The Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. Now until next Friday night at 11 o'clock, this is Willie Murphy wishing you each and every one the richest blessings of God and a very pleasant good night.
Speak pardon to me. Such a wonderful joy.
Such a wonderful joy
I was given within.
When the Savior in love.
When the Savior in love saved me from all sin.